Mara sota daf tet vav. Today's daf is being studied. La'nu nishmat marat zekenati yafa batzara umur zekeni Yosef ben Sarah v'Rabbi Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. L'fua shalama Moshe ben Dinah Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel v'Sarah bat Rachel el nafar elahem. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the kedem alabu v'chen yirasom v'romar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Dalid Amud Bet, last word on the Amud Uma'alehu. Umaktiro bechli sharet. So the going back to the Mishnah that we learned over here, the Mishnah is teaching us a law in the Mincha of the Sota. So already we're holding. They put the barley flour in the keli sharet. They mix it with the oil. Then after they make the kimitza is placed in a separate keli sharet. Correct. And then they take the frankincense. Actually, the mincha of the sota does not have oil, as we learned, but in a regular mincha we're talking about, they would take the mixture of the oil and the mincha, the flour, kometz. After they would take the kometz, they put it in a second kli sharet, take the libona, the frankincense, and put it on top of the mincha. And then it says they would be maktirit. They would actually bring it on the mizbeah. So it says, Umaktiro bechli sharet. So the Gemara says bechli sharet maktidle, which means it says, and they maktid it in the kli sharet. Sounds like, well, you put the kli sharet on the mizbeach. Of course not. So what's the Mishnah's language? Umaktiro bechli sharet. So the Gemara answers ela ema ma'aleu bechli sharet lehaktiro, which is you put it in a kli sharet in order to prepare it, in order to bring it on the mizbeach. Now, the Rashi explains the question a little deeper over here. Rashi says, what are you talking about? Obviously, the Gemara never thought that you're going to put the kli sharet on the mizbeach. That wasn't a habamina, Rashi says. But the Gemara's question over here is, how could you put it on the mizbeach, the mincha, at that point, you're still missing one more ingredient. And that is the salt. We said in the Mishnah that every mincha has salt on it. So why does the Mishnah say, after you put the livona on the mincha, umaktiro, hold it. How could you be maktirit? You didn't put the salt yet. So the Gemara says, you're right. When we said that you put it in the kli sharet, it means to prepare it for haktara. By that, you actually mean maktirit at that point. Look at the third line in Rashi. Or actually, so look at the second line in Rashi. Kashale maktiro sal katatak vare adayin lom malha. No, you didn't put the melach on the mincha. And actually, if you read the end of the Mishnah, it said, and you put salt on the mincha. That you don't put it on the mizbeah till later after the salt. Why is it saying that you do it earlier? You put it in the kli sharet to bring it later on after you are going to salt it. So don't be so literal. Don't read it like, you know, you're bringing it right away. No, you're bringing it later after the salting process. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umolcho v'notno al gabei ishim." You salt the mincha, then you put it on the fire. How do you know that you have to put salt on every mincha? Dichtiv, because it says, "V'chol korban minchatecha b'melach timlach." Okay, so that's right. You have to put salt on the mincha as well. Now, karava komets shirei ha'ne'echalim. The law is once they bring the komets on the mizbeach, the leftovers of the mincha can be eaten by the kohanim. So the Gemara says, "Minalan." How do we know that? Dichti viktira kohenet azkarata. Right, the kohen will bring the azkarata. That's the komets. Uchti, and then what does the next pasuk say? Vanoteret mina mincha, and the leftovers from the mincha, the Aharon ulbanav. Good, it's eaten by Aaron's children. Now, karava komets. Now, what does it mean, karava komets? Lemor kediitle ur mor kediitle. This is a machloket. Each one according to his opinion. More, according to one master, one rabbi, kedit like he holds, and more kedit like he holds. What is the machloket? The itmar. Hakomets me'ematay matir shirayim ba'achila. The comets from what time, what step of the process does the comets matir the leftovers for eating? Rabbi Hanina Amar. Rabbi Hanina comes along and says, mitishlot bo ha'ur. Once they put it on the mizbeah, the fire catches to it. even though it wasn't totally consumed, doesn't matter. Once the fire catches to it, they're ready to kohenim are allowed to eat the shirayim. Rabbi Yochanan amar mishitatsita ur berubo. No, the fire has to actually catch the majority. It's already, the majority started to consume it. So it's a later stage of the process. Okay, so that's machlokin is what's considered karif. It starts to get burnt, or has the majority of it has to be burnt already. And we said that when they're eating their shirayim, they're able to add ingredients to their shirayim. They could add wine, they could add oil, they could add honey. My tama, what's the reason why they could add these ingredients? Amar kera limoshha. They eat it limoshha. The pasuk, fully pasuk says, kot lechol kotche b'nei Yisrael lecha netatim limoshha lebanecha. Chok olam, the chok olam. Le moshcha means they should eat it in a grand way. Le gdula, they should eat it in a hashuv way. So therefore, le gdula, kederek shemelachim ochlim. And the melachim don't just eat, flour with the oil. They add ingredients, make it sweet, put some wine in it, put some honey in it, and so on and so forth. So the word le gdula comes and gives, le moshcha, which we learned, le gdula teaches they can eat it in a, and like the kings eat it. The en asurin ela melechametz. The only thing you can't allow the mincha to take place is for it to become hametz. You cannot put any leavening agents in there and things like that. Dichtiv lo te'afe hametz helkam. Amar bishimon ben akish afilu helkam lo te'afe hametz. Which is not only the kometz, that's God's helik, but even their helik, meaning the shirayim, which is halkam, lo te'afe, hametz, you cannot cause it to become hametz. Good. V'chol ha-menachot, good. We learned in the Mishnah that all the menachot need shemen and lebona. Correct?
Yes.
Except, we said, for the mincha of the sota, which is does not have shemen and lebona. But all the other ones do.
Yes.
So the Gemara says, V'chol ha-menachot te'onot shemen ulbona. Is that so? All menachot have oil and levona. Va'ika menachat chote. What about the mincha of a sinner? Now, what is menachat chote? She gives us the case. Haba al chet de metameh mikdash. Which means a guy, let's say, entered the bet mikdash when he was tameh. He has, it's a sibish, okay. He has to bring a menachat mechaper. Ushvu'at ta'idut, or a person swore falsely, as testimony, usvuat bitui, or he made stam a swear, right? That he's going to do something and he did not fulfill it. So therefore, he has to bring a mincha. Okay, if he can't afford it, it's a korban olev v'yored. If he cannot afford a bird sacrifice, then he brings a mincha. Now, in the mincha of a chote, on those sins that I just explained to you, the din is the rachmana amar. Back to the pasuk, back to the gemara. The Torah tells us lo yasim aleha shemen. V'lo yiten aleha lebona. So then why did the Mishnah tell me, except for the minhava sota? It's not so. The minhava chote also does not have not shemen and not lebona. So it comes again when it says, hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Kol ha-minachot te'onot shemen ulbona uba'ot minachitin. All minachot have a couple of properties. Number one, you have shemen lebona. And they also come from wheat, uba'ot solet. And it has to come from the sula, which is the fine flour that was already sifted. However, minhat chote, that's the minhat of a person that makes a shivua, and he doesn't keep his shivua, he goes to Bet HaMikdash Tameh. Afa pishena teona shemen ulbona, even though you're right, there's no shemen ulbona, ba'a mina chitinu ba'a solet. It still has some of the properties of a standard minha, that it has chitim, and it is solet. Minhat ha'omen, that's the minha you bring on the second day of Pesach, minhat ha'omer. Even though it comes from barley, tuna shemen ulbona uba'a geris, which means it's got some of the properties of a regular mincha, in the sense that it comes from the, it has shemen in it, and it also has lebona, and it comes in the form of geris. Geris is the, right, sifted barley, right, which solet is to chita, so geris is to barley. However, vizu, that's the mincha of the sota, it's got nothing. Zu ena te'ona lo shemen, velo lebona, uba'a mena se'orin, uba'a kemach. So it doesn't have, not oil, not libona, doesn't come from wheat, comes from barley, and even the barley is unsifted, it's kemah. So therefore, the Mishnah does recognize that there is another mincha called minchat chote that does not have shemen ulbona, but it does have other properties. Mashekev, the minchat sota is totally different than all other minachotanya. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Bidinhu. Shetehem minchat chote te'una shemen ulbona. Shelo ye chote niskar. It says, logically, we should make the minchav chote, a person sworn, did not keep his word. So we shouldn't reward him by giving him a cheaper korban. By him not having to put shemen and lebona in his korban, his mincha, he saves money. So it comes out, he's chote niskar. The sinner is getting rewarded. The sinner gains. So the Bishop one says, logically speaking, we should not discount this korban. Because otherwise it's going to fall to the category of the sinner is benefiting, right? However, so what's the reason why we say you don't put it in there? Shelo ye korbano mehudar. Right? We don't want his korban to be mehudar. Well, that is beautified by putting the shemen in the liver. I want it to be like a base korban because he's a sinner. So therefore, even though he might gain a little from the extra, yeah, but as simple as possible because he indeed is a sinner. And then he continues. Ubedinu. Which means, anytime a person commits a sin, let's say b'shogeg, so he has to be a korban chatat, a regular korban chatat, an animal. They call that chatat chelev. Okay, that's the way the Torah, that's the way we refer to it. Okay, why? So Rashi says, kol chatat setav kari chatat chelev debatar chelev ketiv. Right after the Torah talks about the isur of chelev, it says kol chelev v'chodam lo tochelu, and then it discusses Parashat Chatat. So it's really Chatat that's written in the Parasha of Chelev. So they call it a Chatat Chelev. In any event, the deen is what? We should have mandated that when a person brings a Korban Chatat, he has to bring Nesachim. What is Nesachim? Rashi. Solet leMincha, right? The Solet of Mincha, for the Mincha. Ve'isaron leKeves Yain, and Isaron for of wine. When you bring an Ola and a Shlamim, there's a certain libels that you pour in the Mizbeah, and there's all that stuff. But a Chatat does not have this Isaron, Yayin, and the Shemen, and all this business of the Mincha. So the Bishamon says, Bedin, logically, we should mandate it. You know why? Shelo ye choten niskar. Again, why are you rewarding the sinner? Right, he's saving money, giving him an advantage. Same thing. We don't want the korban of the sinner to be beautified. So therefore, he's not bring this things with the korban. Aval hatato shel metzora, the hatat of a leper, the ashamo and the korban asham that he brings, which is at the end of his process after he becomes tahor. Right, after he counts his 7 days, so he has to bring a korban chatat and an asham. So now, te'unim nesachim. In his korban chatat, there is nesachim, which means you do bring wine with it and pour it out of the mizbeach. Why? Lefi she'en ba'in al het. Because it's not brought for the sin, for sin. Now that's difficult for us to understand, because we always understood that a metzorah, why does he get leprosy? Because he committed some sort of sin. So what are you telling me over here that he doesn't have to bring, that he brings nesachim? The chalat should follow the same law, that there's no nesachim by a sinner's korban. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ini v'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Rabbi Yonatan al shiv'a devarim nega'im ba'im v'chule. On 7 different sins, nega'im comes upon a person, whether he speaks lashon hara, or whether he has ga'ava. But the point is, it is because of sins. So therefore, let's go back to the same logic. We don't want this korban to be mehudar. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, Hatam minig'ehu de'ichparle. From his sarat already, that was mechapir for the sin. Which means the embarrassment that he got from getting the leprosy, his sin is actually atoned for. So what is he bringing the korban for? He's only bringing the korban to allow him now to eat kadashim, which means the mitzorah. he cannot eat korbanot, obviously, until he brings a korban. So therefore, the korban is not a kapara korban. The korban more is a halachic responsibility to bring it in order to allow him to eat korbanot again. So therefore, you can bring in a sechim. It's not a inyan of a korban of a chote. But he sinned. You're right, he sinned. But the sin was mechupar already. Where was the sin mechupar already? From the busha of the tzara'at itself. Right? Now she says that. Yisurin uboshet shel nega kapara lo aloto het. It forgave for the sin. I'm continuing in Rashi. Vechikamayte korban lishtu yure bekadashim udemayte. She says, she yes tum'ot שצריכה לכתוב כפרה לטהרתן, זהב וזבב ויולדת, ומסורה ונזיר שנטמע. Right, which is certain items you need to bring a korban in order to go back to your original status of eating. Good. So comes the Gemara and has a question. אלא מעט, according to this logic, חטאת נזיר. That's the korban חטאת that a נזיר brings at the end of his process. Meaning he kept 30 days of נזירות, he was good. So we learned in Masechet Nazir, he has to bring three korbanot. He has to bring a chatat, an ola, and a shelamim. So therefore, te'et te'una nesachin, you should be bringing some wine with it as well. Why? Nefi she'ena ba'a al-chet, because it's not coming because of a sin. The Nazir didn't commit any sin. So therefore, l'kara, according to this rule, you tell me over here, he should be obligated to bring a nesachin. Why not? Savar la k'rabi al-azara kefar. Like we learned over there that Rabbi Elazar HaKefa's famous shita is he's a sinner to a certain extent. Why? Because he abstained from wine. So that's you can drink wine. Where should go and put an extra stringency upon yourself? So therefore, in that sense, he's a little sinner over here. So therefore, that's why we want his korban. It's an atonement korban. Atonement korban, no nesachin in order that should not be mehudar. Comes the Gemara and says, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Omer, the reason why the Sota brings a mincha of barley, so it says, she did ma'aseh behema, so therefore let her bring a mincha that's from ma'achal behema, right? That's animal food. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar lehen Rabban Gamliel lahachamim, right? Rabban Gamliel says to the hachamim, sofrim, scholars, scribes, leave me. I'm going to explain to you why the mincha of the sota is barley. I'm going to explain it to you. Now, what is a chomer? As she says, boton, a button. Belaz. It's like a gold button. Which means they use like a clasp of some sort where they use it to, let's say, tie the two sides of the cloak. Right? They used to wrap the cloak around themselves. How did it stay? So they like a stone or a certain like a rock over there. They used to wrap around it in order to keep it closed. So they were just like that little stone over there makes the whole beauty of the garment. Without that stone, you can't wear it. It doesn't make it last. I'm going to explain it to you, kimin homer, which you just like that button over there makes the whole dress. So this hadush is going to explain to you the whole the key of why she brings a mincha of a of se'orim. Tosfot says some say it's margalit, like a pearl. Others come along and say it's like besamim. In any event, either way, I'm going to explain to you in a beautiful way to bring out the hadush of why her mincha is of barley. The Gemara says deshamel erbi meir. So he says that the Bagel heard it from his rabbi. Rabbi Meir, the Ka'amar, he echilato ma'adane olam. She, the sota, she fed the adulterer, the fellow, the man, all different delicacies of this world. Lefika korbana ma'achal behema. Therefore, like a measure for measure, you to entice him, she went and she gave him all sorts of delicacies and things like that. So therefore, adaba, when you're going to bring your mincha, you're going to bring it from the lowest food possible. The mincha of the sota is se'urim. Amar le, so comes the Gemara, says, Rabban Gamliel, comes along and tells the hachamim, which this was, the rabbis were quoting Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir came along and said, what? The reason is because she gave him ma'adani olam, and therefore, she brings a mincha of se'urim. Right? Which is obviously the opposite spectrum of Ma'adani olam. So Rabban Gamliel says that logic doesn't hold good. Why? Hatina hashira. Yeah, that's good. If the sota was a rich lady, she can give ma'adane olam. Aniya ma'ika le'mimad. But according to that, an aniya that didn't serve anything to him, certainly not ma'adane olam. What's the logic why she brings a mincha of se'urim? So comes the Gemara and says, Ela, this is Rabban Gamliel's opinion. Kishem shema'aseha ma'aseh behema. Her actions are the actions of a behema. Animals are not obviously, modest and private, things like that. Animals go around, immodest. So therefore, she did an act of an animal from her animalistic part. Therefore, they give her the ma'achad behema. Comes the next Mishnah. Now we continue the process. Haya mevi piyale shel cheres. They bring a piyale shel cheres, that's a vessel made out of pottery, earthenware, and they fill it up with half a log of water from the sink. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revi'it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's actually a Revi'it. Rashi. Hayam mevi'a kohen, paile, kos shel mayim, minakiyor, dichtiv mayim kedoshim. It has to be sanctified waters. Ve'en kedoshim, ela shenit kadesh bichli. It has to be nit kadesh in a keli, which namely is the Kiyor, hachi tanya b'sefri. So we have a machlok and how much water was brought, either half a log or a revi'it log. Comes the Mishnah and says, Rabbi Yehuda says revi'it, kishem shemema'et b'chtav, kach memaet b'mayim. We're going to see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds, they would erase less than what the rabbi said they erased. It's machlok, what part of the perashah did they erase in the water? So Rabbi Yehuda is consistent. Just like he says, the erasure of the pisukim is less, so to the water that's in the cup is also less as well. Right? So shekeshem shememaed bichtav, just like he minimized the chtav that was erased into the water, kach memaed b'mayim. Now we continue the process. Nechnas la'echal, so the kohen now enters the hechal. Now where was he? He was by the mizbeach. Right? He put the mincha on the corner of the mizbeach. He fills up the keli now. Now he's walking towards the west. That's where the Hekal is upana limino, and he makes a right turn. Turns to the right. Umakom ayasham. There was a place over there. Amma al amma. It was one amma squared, like a tile, right on the floor. V'tavla shil shayish. Right. It was a tile of marble. V'tabara taita kivuaba. And there was like a ring on top of the marble in order that you could lift it up. You could lift up the tile off the ground. Now, kishum magbia, therefore you can lift it up, v'notel afar mitachtea. That's where they would get the afar to put in the cup of the sota. They would take it from the Beit HaMikdash itself, in that specific area. V'noten, and they would put enough afar, kedesh shir'eh al hamayim. So you could see it floating on the water. I mean, not a little amount where it gets dissolved right away. They take enough amount where you see it on the water. Shnei emar. Now let's read Rashi over here. It was evident from all the other areas of the floor of the Mishkan of the Hekal. Tabat kivuaba leohaza betabata, so you can grab it by the tabat, by the ring. It was all made out of marble, so this was a removable piece over there. Kedeshi in esarik nitin shurkshin the ebony cut up now. I have to put enough afar that it's visible on the water. Venatan el hamayim. Medelo kiti venatan bamayim. Ela el hamayim. Masa sheloyin nivla betokan. It shouldn't dissolve. It should be mamash. You should see the afar floating on the water itself. Comes the Gemara and begins, Tana Paile Shel Cheres Hadasha. Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael is of the opinion that says it's got to be a new cup, meaning that was never used for any other purposes. No melacha was ever done with the keli. My Tama, Rabbi Ishmael, what's the reason why Rabbi Ishmael says to be a new keli? Right? That she says the Ba'i Hadasha. Gemar keli keli mimitzora. Okay, as a gezerah shava from a mitzora. It says that they would slaughter the bird, right? Il keli heres. Right? The blood would go into the keli heres. So it says, ma lealan heres hadasha. Just like by the mitzora, the keli that is used when he brings his sacrifice is a new vessel. Af kan heres hadasha. So to hear, it is heres hadasha. It is a new vessel. Vehataminalan. How do you know by mitzora that it is indeed a new vessel? Dichtiv veshachat et asipora asipora hat el keli heres al ma'im chayim. Right, you slaughter it in the keli heres, in the water. There was water in the keli, so we're making a connection now between the water and the keli. Ma ma'im chayim, just like the spring water that they used. Shelo na'asta be'melacha, that no melacha was done. Right, fresh clean water. At keli shelo na'asta bo melacha. So therefore, the connection is a three stepper. It's the ma'im to the keli, and then the keli to the keli. Right, the mayim to the keli of the mesorat, and the keli of the mesorat to the keli of the sota. That it is no Rashi. Well, actually, continue. Ima lehalan mayim hayim. Oh, so already, if you're making connections between the sota and the mesorat, why do you say that? Just like by the mesorat, you have mayim hayim, which is like the spring water. Afkan mayim hayim. So maybe you should have also spring water from the sota itself. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishmael, Akhename, you're right, Akhename. Now she says, Akhename, the Ba'inim Ma'im Chayim Nesota, they have Menakiyoru Notem. And the sink was considered, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that Mekiyor is Mem Ma'ayanin, which means they would get the water from the sink from the spring. So therefore, if you say that it was, he has no problem, he says, I agree. And I hold it, the water in the sink had a deen of Mem Ma'ayan, therefore you have no problem. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mekiyor, the waters of the sink, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Memayanin, that they actually are waters from a spring. You can put waters of Mikveh even in the Kiyor. You don't need actually Memayan. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yishmael, he's consistent. He says the law of the Mitzorah and the Sota really are the same, in the sense that what? New keli that was never used before, and you have to use the water from a Mayan, which is no problem according to, because the Mayim of the Kiyor is considered Memayan. Oh, so the Gemara says, wait. You cannot compare the law of Sota to the law of Mesora. Why? Ika lemifrach. Because I could break your connection and say like this. Ma lemitzora sheken ta'un etz eretz ve'ezov ushti tolat. Which is, I'll tell you, maybe the reason why you need a kli hadash is because you have other humrot by the Mitzora. By the Mitzora, you also need in the process etz eretz, a piece of cedar wood. Ezov is the hyssop. Shni tola'at is the crimson string, which means you can't learn that just because by mitzorah you need a keli hadash, that's because you have other stringencies that you have by the mitzorah that you don't have by sota. So give us amar abba, amar kera. Says, you know what? You know what the real answer is? The answer is, by sota, the pasuk says, bichli haris. Okay? Kli she'amarti lecha kevar. The kli that I talked about already. What's the derasha? Rashi.
Amar Rava. Bechli shamati lecha kevar. Hachi mashma l'rabba. Medelo ketiv belakach keli heres. It doesn't say keli heres. Venatam bomayim. Bekata bechli heres. Bechli means like this. In the kli heres that I spoke about already in another place. And what place is that? By the mitzvah. So from the bet. Right? Bichli heres. Bichli shekevar amarti lecha. So it's Masha, it was somewhere in another place. And which place is that? The Mitzorah. So that's the source for the Bishmael. What? Bichli heres. That's how you know it's referring to the same keli of a Mitzorah, which is a new keli that melacha was never done. Amarava, but Avak comes along and says, Lo shanu ela shelon netakemu panav. Which means, this is only talking about the rabbis held, you can even use an old keli. Right? The rabbis argued on Rabbi Ishmael. They held, you don't have to use a new keli. But the rabbi says, hold it. It doesn't have to be a new keli, but it cannot be blackened. Which is, let's say the inside of it became blackened from use. So even they agree that it is not kasher. So again, let's read that inside. Right? That means blackened. But if they became black and it's going to be pasul, my tama dumia demayim, because we're going to make a hikesh between the keli and the water. Ma mayim shlonishtanu, just like the water has to have its image, clear water, af keli shlonishtane. So to the keli asmi where it did not change. Look at that. She knew miyad demayim. Now afagav de lo gemini b'metzora. Even though we don't learn from mitzvah, according to the rabbis, they don't learn from mitzvah. Miyu mine ubeh gamri le kli de sota mimesota. V'nehid de mesota l'rabanan lav chayim yinu de makshirei b'shal memot miyad lo nishtanu. Which means, the rabbis in the laws of sota, they don't learn from mitzvah. But they learn that the waters of sota, they might not have to be from a spring, but they have to be water. Once the water already takes on a different color, it's pasul. So they say, just like the water of the sota has to be clear water that did not become used or changed, so to the keli, even though it was used, it has to be clean. Mm-hmm. It cannot be blackened. So the rabbis learned the clean vessel from the clean waters of sota. So now Rabba has a question. Okay, the keli cheres became blackened. So you stuck it back in the kiln, and you re-cleaned it by burning it. Now you got it clear again. What's the deen? Mi amrinan kema di idhu idhu. Do you say once it became disqualified, it's disqualified? Or dilma kema de hadur hadur. Do I say, oh, I brought it back? That's the two sides that she says. Heraziran the kibshan shil yotzir, right? The craftsman, the smith. Shemitzarfin bo et the kederot shil cheres hadashot. Right? They, in the fire, they make they burn the new kelim. Right? Tashema, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Omer. That's why the mitzvah. So let's say you took this etz erez and all this wood and this hyssop and all this business over here. Shivshil ba'en kupato le'achorav. You used it to carry your package on your back. Now what's going to happen to the wood? It's going to bend. Right? All of it now becomes bent because it has the weight of your package on the back. So it says, it warps. So the deen is pisulim. You cannot use them for the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Over there, it's possible to straighten them out again. Ella, you see what? Once they were disqualified, they were disqualified. So they have the same thing by the sota. Once the keli is disqualified because it's blackened, you can't fix it. So the Gemara says, no proof. Over there, not only did it bend, you're right, if it was bending, I could argue, bend it back into shape. There it got scraped. It peeled off. So therefore, peeling off, you can't fix. That's why it's going to be pasul. Maybe Basheikim, by the case of the sota, since you can fix the keli to get it back to its original way, could be it'll be kashir. So therefore, you have no ra'aya from the case of mitzvah. I'll just read that nashi. Shevshil kupato le'achorav, medelo ketani shena'asa behem melacha, shma mina amelacha lo kapit. Right? We don't care about the fact that you did melacha. Ashinuya kapit. In other words, concerned about what? The fact that you changed it. Which is, if it was the melacha issue, it would be pasul, finished. In other words, the point is, since you held your, it gave a specific case where you held your weight, your luggage with it, your package, so that's an issue of warping it. Alteration. Right? Kapit. V'idlu netakemu b'masul. And if it became netakem in the weight. So you see, Obi, once it was pushed away, it's pushed away. Because the Kavanah, those that wood, you can realign it. The iklof, oh, what happened? It peeled off. She'al yedeh masui nifkalefu miklipatan de shinuya de lo hadaru. It is not fixable. So then we have no da'ya. Could be, I can tell you, you can reheat it up to get it better and bring no da'ya from the case of the Mitzorah that has used his it is as a holder for his package. Baruch Allah, Amen.